Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
I love to wake up and feel the breeze through my window.
Let's go.
Chris Fade. Dream out in Big Rossi.
No animals are hurt throughout the making of this show. No, except Rossi.
Hey. Thank you so much, guys. You bring us so much energy and happiness every day. We love you guys.
You're rocking with the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Yo, it's a beautiful day. Get up!
Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:03, June 8th, your Wednesday morning. If you're just waking up, yeah. UAE down 2-1 against Australia in that World Cup qualifier, which means we ain't going through as a UAE country. Not this year. Maybe in the next four.
Maybe,
but it wasn't our time. Australia took it out. It was a close match. I mean, 2-1, but...
Yeah, it was till, I think, 84th minute.
Yeah.
84th minute, yeah. I was up. I watched it.
Did you watch it?
I watched a little bit. Like, there's a preview that you can watch on the channel on Abu Dhabi Sports 1.
Okay.
But it only lasts a minute, and then it goes off.
So you kept going on and off?
No, I just caught 1 minute of it.
There we go. Rossi is an expert in this game. He watched 60 seconds of it. Well
done.
Yes,
it was great.
It was a great game, yeah, but unfortunate results for the UAE. But as they say, better luck next time. How you doing, pretty? How you going?
I'm doing well. I would say rediscover a show you haven't seen in a while.
Which one?
Makes you happier. I've been watching Entourage randomly.
Great show.
It was one of my favorite shows when it was originally airing.
Yeah.
And watching it again, I'm like, there's a reason why it was one of my favorite shows ever.
Yeah, such a well shot. If you've never watched Entourage, watch it from start to finish. Fantastic. And Adrien Grenier, who's a friend somewhat, he came into the studio. He's great. Like, he's just a cool dude, right?
Jeremy Piven is Ari Gold.
You know, Adrien Grenier, the head of this TV show, he is the complete opposite of what he is on that show.
Yeah.
Like in real life, I'm saying.
Complete opposite. Yeah. And every actor you have ever seen in any movie
is in that
show.
That's cool.
Name the actor, they're in there.
Rediscover a show. There's your advice from Pretty already at 6:05 on a Wednesday. Ross, what's up? All good?
All good, yeah. I did my pub quiz last night.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it was great. It was really busy. How are you?
Good, yeah. Had a good Wednesday morning. Well, last night. Yesterday was a really busy day.
What'd you do?
Just a lot. Just had a lot of meetings on and just, you know.
Fade Fit
related and, you know, even this show related. But, like, just did a bunch of stuff. But then got home late and then, but it was good. It was a good day. I'm counting down for our, and like a lot of us, if you've got kids, you're counting down for the school holidays. They're about 3.5 weeks away, which is fantastic.
Do you know what I'm counting down for?
What?
Jamie Oliver tonight.
I know. That's going to be awesome.
I'm going to be meeting him. I can't wait.
I was going to talk about my kids for a moment. He just took us straight to Jamie Oliver.
But he's going to say it was your fault.
It was my fault.
It was.
Oh, okay.
He's going to say the conversation was over.
Jamie Oliver tonight. All right. Jamie Oliver is happening tonight. We'll tell you more about that coming up. I've got another clue for you to win your share of the cash with Virgin Radio's What's in the Box. It's jackpotted again. So that's happening. Hold on. My delivery's just arrived. I've already ordered at this time. Hello?
ARM, sir.
Yeah, so just come up to level 2. You can leave it at the desk there, okay?
I'm second floor, sir.
Yes, sir. You're already there. Oh, just leave it at the desk, man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
What have you got?
Thank you.
Is it for us?
Bye.
Breakfast.
Yeah, I've got you some breakfast. I got everyone some breakfast.
Don't lie.
Yeah, no, it's coming in.
What is it?
You'll see when it arrives.
Is it healthy?
Yeah.
Good, great.
Is it Fade Fit?
Yeah, it is. I just ordered my own snack. Sorry, I felt like some.
Did you?
Yeah.
I have it in my bag.
Know. I don't want to take off you. All right, listen. First caller of the morning. Give me a call right now. 04871-5544. Okay, I want you on the phone. Now, Yasmin is the runner. Is the runner, and you are running right now, Yasmin. Where are we? What are we doing?
I'm at the far end of Colonies.
I wanted to catch up to see if this is still going on, and it is. Now, you're in the middle of your run. If you don't know Yasmin, she is running every street in Dubai.
Yep.
Okay? Now, I'll say that again. Every street in this city, she has been running for how long now?
For 3 years.
3 years.
3 years.
And
yep.
I've reached a milestone, 75%.
Wow.
75%.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it was at that moment that our leaders have just developed a whole new city.
100%.
With another 200,000 streets.
You know it's going to happen, right?
Yasmin's like, oh, I'm back to 21%.
Yasmin, you know that's going to happen, right?
Oh, man. So where are you now? Where are you right now?
I'm in... at the border of Sharjah in Khawani.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm running past Sleepy Home. Everybody's still asleep.
Aww.
Listen, if you just want to stop and just say you've done 100%, I am willing to ride that lie with
Chris.
You. Okay? I'll get you on the radio. I'll say, Yasmin's done it. She's run everywhere. Like, I'm happy to do that.
In a few years, maybe.
Okay.
In a few years. If that new development with 100,000 more new streets come through.
We'll do it on Rossi's 70th birthday.
Let's do it.
It's only a few years away. Yeah. Well, listen, God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. It's so good to see that you're out there doing this still. I love that. I think that's great.
I appreciate it, guys. Good morning, Dubai.
Good morning. There it is. That's Yasmin right there, guys, running every street.
Crazy.
In Dubai.
I can't even imagine.
Some of you are just going, why? I understand. We've had this discussion. I've had it with her. I've said, why? It's her own self-achievement. And that's what happens. Sometimes you just want to get your own little feel. And you want your
own
achievement. Yeah, but like whatever it is, I'm saying like we have our own little fixations that we want to achieve sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? Your own goals.
And this is what Yasmin has decided to choose. So choose a goal, get out there and smash it.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got?
So much to get through. A Joker 2 officially happening with Joaquin Phoenix. They have the script, no release date or plot details yet.
We liked him. He did a good job, right? He did a good job.
Ted Lasso, coming to an end after season 3. That's it. Apparently.
So I thought it was doing really well.
No, it is. But apparently when they wrote the show, they only wrote 3 seasons of the show. That was always the plan.
Oh, Rossi and I, we should just go back and write the next couple of series for them.
I know.
So,
would be great.
It just looks like that's it. So the next season, that's the end.
Okay,
unless
Ted Lasso. They might come back. They may come back to it.
But you know, a lot of shows are written that way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, This Is Us, for example, was only written as 6 seasons and that's it. It's finished.
But this show only had 1 season and we're on to season 14.
Yeah.
Which show?
The Chris Fade show. We only were in for one season.
They can't find our contract, so they have no choice.
Oh, okay.
You know what? He might make it into a movie.
Oh my gosh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I love that show. Let's talk a love triangle. Dua Lipa, FKA Twigs are apparently involved in a love triangle with Netflix star Aron Piper. So Dua Lipa's in a club in Madrid dancing with this guy.
Mm-hmm. What's his name? Twigs?
No, his name Aron.
Oh, what did you say, Twigs?
FKA Twigs, the artist.
Oh,
She's an artist.
Never heard of her.
She was with Robert Pattinson. She's famous.
Her name's FK?
FKA Twigs. That's her artist name.
FKA
Twigs.
Twigs. Don't say it, Rossi. Okay.
Right. So, Dua was dancing with this guy at a club. Yeah. Very close. Very dancey. Next morning, FKA posts a video kissing this guy. So we're all trying to work out
what's going on.
What's going on here? So I'll keep you posted on that. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle celebrated.
She's broken. Sorry. She's broken. Her twigs.
Okay, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle celebrated their daughter Lilibet's first birthday in the UK over the weekend. You know who was missing? Not at the party. His brother, William, Kate Middleton, and the family. Everyone's like, oh my goodness, did they not invite them to this birthday party?
Yeah.
Turns out they were invited, but William and Kate and the kids had to be in Wales for the Queen's Jubilee. But then everyone's like, why would you keep it on a day where they're not available?
Yeah. It's internal politics within your royal family there, Rossi. I don't know what's going on.
I was looking at it, the Jubilee celebrations over the weekend, and I noticed they were sitting very far apart.
Yeah, right? Mm. They were very far from each other.
I just want them to do a reality show. Bring them back together. Finally, tattoos and names of your partner.
Don't do it. This is why. Kanye West and Chaney Jones have reportedly broken up. And a month ago, if you remember, I told you she got a tattoo of Kanye's name on her wrist.
And then what did I say? She's an idiot.
Yes. And now they broke up. So they got together in February when he broke up with Julia Fox. And then for some reason, she decided to get a tattoo of his name. And it's big. Like, it's not like a place where you can hide it. It's
where? On her wrist?
On her wrist as yay. Like, big. And now they've apparently broken up because they went on this long vacation to Japan. They came back, broke up.
You don't know anybody until you live with them or go on holiday with them.
Well, they went on holiday and they broke up.
There you go.
Yeah, you do. It's very common that you break up after a holiday.
Yeah.
So common because you really get to know the person.
Would you ever get Brianna's name?
No. We've got...
You got matching love hearts.
We've got love hearts on our shoulders and we've got the date of our wedding on together. But, you know... it's not because I don't want to... There's a chance that we could split up, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I had her name... Just cross it out. You know, my dad had his ex-fiance's name tattooed on his arm.
Fiance?
Yeah, my dad, yeah.
Yeah. Was he engaged?
He was very young in Australia. He had it. And he's got the typical love heart with a sparrow and all that. Like, it looks... I mean, this would have been in the 60s, I think.
Yeah.
And
so what did he do?
He, if you look at his arm, it's just crossed out.
Just,
and
like,
it's
an X through it?
The worst. Like, I told him, like, recently when I was in Australia, I said, Dad, let's go get your tattoos redone. And he actually considered it. He's sort of like, because it's just that really old 60s styles ink, right?
It'd be really good if you got, like, a nice family one or something like that to cover it over.
Yeah. No, what about a nice neck tattoo, Dad?
No. Mike Tyson face.
Why not? Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
We're going to go around here because Rossi is... Are you really want to do this, Ross? Rossi says he wants to get this done.
I'm ready to go.
All right. So every Tuesday night, Rossi usually hosts a pub quiz, right? Like a legit pub quiz.
Yeah.
It was busy last night. We had a couple of cheaters, though, you know.
What, how do they cheat on a pub quiz? What do you do?
Googling? Just Google. So we had a music round, and there was a team. I need to embarrass them because I always say, if I catch you cheating, then I'm going to say your name on Virgin Radio. So their team was called Ketchup, and it was three ladies, and they were at the back Shazamming. They were Shazamming at the back.
That's horrible.
And it's basically like stealing from me. You know?
It is,
it's like stealing from my two children.
A girl. Cheating on the pub was like stealing from your children.
Yeah.
Come on now. All right, we're ready to do it right now, though.
I'm ready to go.
Welcome. He's done it last night. He's now doing it on the show.
Yes.
It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
Okay, five questions, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you them. Write a team name at the top of the paper there. Nice, funny team name. And we'll say it at the end. Highest score out of five wins. And
ready.
Yeah, just a bit of general knowledge, basically, this morning. Here we go. Question number one.
Question number one.
Well done. What animation studios did Steve Jobs create after leaving Apple?
Can you say that question again?
What animation studios did Steve Jobs create after leaving Apple?
Okay.
Question number two. Which sport uses a ball that weighs between 5.5 and 5.75 ounces.
Ounces? Who works with ounces, man?
What sport?
I don't know what an ounce is. Can you say it in kilos?
It's not even a kilo.
It's not even a kilo, I don't think.
It's not even a kilo.
I don't know what
it's
ounces.
It's like grams. It's like grams.
Ounces?
Very light.
In kilos.
Okay. I've given...
0.1 of a kilo. Okay.
100 grams.
Okay.
Wow. Don't quote me on it.
Okay.
Just
have
a guess. Question number three. You know the group Aqua, who did Barbie Girl?
Yeah. I'm a Barbie girl and a Barbie.
Do the come on.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Thank you, pretty.
It was pretty good, that. Mm. What country do they come from? What country did the group Aqua come from?
I don't know.
I do know that. I've got two answers in my head.
Is it Europe?
It's somewhere around Europe.
It's in Europe, yeah. I'll give you a clue. It's in Europe.
Have I been there?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay, let go on to number five, four. If you were born between the 22nd of December and the 19th of Jan, what star sign would you be in?
Say that again.
If you were born between the 22nd of December and the 19th of January, what star sign would you be?
Okay, got it.
22nd. Have you?
Yep.
I have no idea.
You're joking, have you?
Yep.
You know that one?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. And finally, Americans call this an alligator pear. But what's it known like in the US and in the UK, I mean, and everywhere else? Americans call it an alligator pear, but what does everybody else call this vegetable / fruit? I'm not sure if it's a vegetable.
I've given up.
Where was Lego invented, by the way? I was just thinking about the other day. Where's Lego from?
Why were you thinking about that?
I don't know.
Should I look it up?
Where's Lego? Yeah, what's it? Yeah.
No, because that's where Aqua is from, isn't it?
Has she handed in her sheet?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't get the...
No, I want my sheet back!
Yeah, take it.
Okay.
So we've given in our answers. Ross is now, as he would usually do in his real pub quiz, sort of put this together. Who is the winner out of Pretty Malik and myself? I was not sure that last one.
Before I think the first one I messed up.
Oh,
what did
no.
You put, did you put Pixar?
I think it was DreamWorks.
Okay, here's your answer then. No, it was Pixar.
Oh,
Steve
yes.
Jobs.
Okay, good.
After he left Apple for the first time, he created Pixar.
Yep, we both got that right then. We both put Pixar. That's one all, yeah.
The cricket ball is, it weighs 5.5 ounces or 5¾ cricket ball.
She said 100 grams. I put a table tennis ball,
me
a ping pong ball.
Me too.
Well, five and a half ounces.
5.5 ounces is not a cricket ball.
A cricket ball's heavy.
Yeah.
No, 0.1 point. No.
No.
Point.
No.
Cricket ball's definitely like, you know.
I'm checking.
No,
it.
It's quite light.
Half a kilo.
5.75 ounces. Yeah. 163 grams.
A cricket ball?
Yeah.
163 grams?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that.
Well.
That's from the.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
We're both wrong.
Okay.
Number three. Aqua, they're from Denmark.
I wrote Sweden.
I gave you a little clue because I said let go on to the next question.
So yeah,
Lego is from
Denmark.
Denmark, okay.
If you were born between the 22nd of December and the 19th of January, you'd be Capricorn.
I said Aquarius, fantastic.
I put Taurus.
I thought I had that. Yeah,
and the alligator pear is also known as an avocado.
I said cantaloupe.
I said prickly pear.
So that means, ladies and gentlemen, we are, I think it's a tied game, isn't it?
Pretty fly for a Desi girl has
Desi.
1 out of 5.
And what have,
I'm unhappy.
Oh, you're what's unhappy. Wrong? What's wrong, Rossi?
That's your team name.
No, what's, sorry, okay.
One out of five for I'm unhappy.
Rossi, if you're unhappy, come here, mate. Whatever you need, I'm here for you.
No, that's the team name, I'm unhappy.
Ross, if you're unhappy, please, just don't tell everyone on the radio so openly, though. Let's talk about it, you and I.
1 out of 5, it's a tie.
Okay, there it is. What was your team name?
A Pretty Fly for a Daisy Girl.
That's, I like that name.
Thanks.
Yeah, versus I'm Unhappy.
Ross, come here, mate. Come here. Come here.
Hey, Jack. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. 10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get to gold tier status faster. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Nepal, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing amazing. Are you ready to win 10,000 dirhams cash?
I am so ready.
My man. All right, let's get to know you a little bit. What do you do? Where are you from?
I am from Sri Lanka.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, the situation is very, very bad in there. Mm. So, I'm praying for everyone in Sri Lanka for now.
Okay, my man. God bless the country. And what do you do for work?
I'm working as a construction worker.
Oh, you're a construction worker.
Oh, wow.
So what time are you up in the morning? You're up early?
I have a duty at 8 o'clock, so I went to drop my wife to the school.
All right, so you dropped the wifey off, and now are you heading to the construction site, are you?
No, I'm going home now. Then I'm getting ready. Then I'll go to the work.
Okay. Okay.
How is it working in the heat at the moment? Is it hot?
I can't explain about this thing because the thing is, we are normally stopping the work in around 2 hours per day on the study hot time.
Oh yeah.
As it gets hotter, you got to obviously get into that shade, mate. Well done, our construction workers across this country.
Yeah,
you are truly, honestly, unbelievable. I just see what you guys do.
Seriously,
it's you know. It puts life into perspective sometimes, man. I'll tell you that right now. Nepal, you're a legend.
Thank you so much,
okay, let's get this going. Let's get you some money right now. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to you, okay?
Yeah.
You ready to do this?
I'm so ready.
Come on. You can do this.
Nepal has been waiting to get on this segment on the show for a while.
Everyone,
this
is it. The entire
I was waiting
nation.
So long.
Oh.
I was waiting so long time.
UAE, send all the good vibes you can right now.
All right.
I've
got the questions in front of me. Yeah, the country's behind you right now,
mate. Come on.
We want to get you as many questions as possible. Nepal, here we go. Construction worker, 60 seconds on the clock. Rack Bank's ready to go. I'm ready to go. Your time starts right now. What rapper released the songs Highest in the Room and Sicko Mode? What date is Christmas Day?
25th of December.
Magic Johnson was associated with which sports? Who produced the songs Animals and In the Name of Love?
Martin Garrix.
Cristiano Ronaldo plays for which football club?
Manchester United.
What band sings the songs My Universe?
Coldplay.
What is the capital of Bahrain?
Bahrain?
Yeah. What is the capital of Bahrain?
Pass.
Luke Hemmings is the lead singer of which Australian band?
Pass.
Tom Hiddleston played which character in Thor?
Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, what did he play in Thor? Just say Loki. Loki.
Yeah, Loki.
Taylor Swift is dating Joe Alwyn. Just say yes.
Say yes, say yes. Yes.
All right. What is the capital of Bahrain?
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know that.
Yeah, did he say Manama?
Did you say Manama?
Guys.
No.
Did you say Manama?
Yes, Manama.
Yeah, I mean, how did you know that 5 Seconds of Summer is the band that Luke Hemmings part of? How did you know that? It's pretty unbelievable that he got that question.
Did he get that right?
900 dirhams is yours, mate. Well done.
Yay! Thank you so much. That was make my day. This is a huge amount for me.
Aww.
Mate, 900 dirhams cash. Woo! You annihilated the pop quiz. The only one you didn't get right with, what rapper released the song Highest in the Room in Sicko Mode, which was Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Travis Scott.
Why didn't you get that?
But well done, mate. Listen.
Oh, my God.
Good on you, bro. That's a good little start, 900 dirhams.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, guys.
Aww.
And God bless you all.
God bless you, mate. Thanks for listening as well. Have a great day and love to the family, okay?
Have a great day, Chris. Love you all. Pretty and Sophie, love you more.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Ed Sheeran, little baby. You're on the Chris Fade Show. This is Virgin Morning. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Chris, Pretty, Rossi. How are you guys?
You know what? It's not bad for a Wednesday morning. We just gave away some cash, which is good, you know?
You guys are so incredibly awesome, honestly. I mean, I'm so glad I listened to you with my kids because you're helping me and, you know, my husband reinforce the whole kindness thing for them. And they get it. They got it this morning. My son was like, oh, that's so nice of them.
Said, yeah. Yep. I love that. I love the little family that we got here every morning, right? We've been doing it for 14 years, but I think just pushing that kind factor, I think, is really important, Mum. So, Sandy, I appreciate you having us on with the kids every morning, okay?
Do you mind if my son says hi? He was gutted.
No, I don't want to say hello to the kids. No, no way. Of course not.
Chris!
I've got to be kind. I have to be kind.
Chris,
that's right.
Fine.
Yeah, put him on. Put him on. I want to speak to him.
All right. Hang on.
Here we go.
Hi.
Hey, man. What's your name?
Kian,
nice to meet you. You listen every morning?
Yes.
All right, very cool.
I'm really excited.
Well, that's cool, man. What school do you go to?
UAS.
UAS. All right, well, what up to everyone in UAS, and thank you for listening, all right?
Yeah.
All right, you take care. Bye. It's so cool.
The nerves. You can hear it.
I love that. We got royalty in the studio right now.
Woo!
Gold medal winner, Keegan Palmer's with us. What up, man?
How's it going, everybody? Pretty
Dude,
good.
Gold medal Olympian. How cool is that?
I'm still speechless, and it was like 6 months ago, to be honest. Like,
how old?
I'm 19 right now.
19 years with a gold medal. Wow.
That's insane.
That's pretty crazy. Skateboarding. When did you pick it up? When did you start doing it?
I kind of picked up skating around when I was like 3 years old because I have this photo of me standing on one, but I didn't really like pick it up around until 6 or 7, and that's when I started progressing through with it pretty much.
And that moment of being on the podium, number one in Tokyo, how was it?
I mean, dude, it was an incredible feeling. Like, watch the Australian flag get raised, listening to the national anthem was an absolute, like, it brought tears to the eyes, you know, like, it's been something I've been dreaming out since I was a kid to do in a contest, and then the Olympics got announced that skating was going to be in it.
So when you found out that skateboarding was... When did they announce that skateboarding? Was that the first time skateboarding was in the Olympics, 2021?
Yeah. So the one that I won gold was the very first time skating's ever been inside of it.
So you're the first... Ever.
First Olympic gold medalist.
Man, that's brilliant,
in skateboarding,
bro.
Yeah, you'll remember that for the rest of your life.
That's
and everyone else will as well.
Yeah.
So no one can take that away.
Representing Australia, I totally hear an Australian and an American accent. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, no, so I definitely got a lot of flame for that.
Yeah. This guy's ain't an Aussie. He's a Yank. He's an American.
I love that saying, I got a lot of flame for that.
Yeah. So what?
It just like, the reason I represented Australia first of all was just because I learned everything I know how to do there.
Yeah.
And it was just so right for that because I learned how to skate all my friends and family is from there, you know. So the accent is like a little iffy because I'm jumping back and forth from America to Australia all the time.
Yeah, I hear the Aussie though. Like, yeah. I do hear the Aussie.
It comes through.
It's like, you'll notice it in this interview at least. Like, it'll go from like full Aussie and then it'll go American. You know, like back and forth.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So I mean, I love that. I love that you represented obviously my home country as well. We grew up like with the skateboard. You grew up with a skateboard in your hand. You know what I mean?
Like it's like a normal thing to do. But not everyone grows up with a skateboard and then goes on to win a gold medal.
I know. There's a huge difference, and there's a huge skating community here in the UAE, and it has really grown in the last couple of years. Like, I've personally seen it grow. A couple of my mates own a couple of skateboard shops around this area as well, and they've said to me, like, they're seeing a lot more skateboards being bought now. How cool. And I mean, you're 19 years old, man, but you've got a bit of an important role here, because you, as we just met, some of the kids were out front of the studio waiting to meet you.
Yeah.
You're a role model at the age of 19, bro. How does that feel?
Dude, I mean, I was always that kid growing up, like, when someone I really like came in and, like, I try to meet them, you know, it was, like, the craziest feeling. So being able to be that person now it's an honor / I'm so grateful for it, because I almost cry every time it happens because I'm like, can't believe it's happening.
Wow. Aww. So little Nicola over here, I think he was about 10 years old, just came up to meet Keegan. I mean, the way that he was looking in your, like, man, it's pretty extraordinary, right?
No, it brings so much joy to me because I sit back and I'm like, that's the reason why I do it.
Right? That's awesome stuff. All right, Keegan Palmer, he's going to hang out with us. We're going to find out why he's here in the UAE. I mean, obviously he's here because he loves the place as well, but there's also there's some other things going on. We're going to discuss this right after. He's a winner of a gold medal in Tokyo 2021. He only got it like 6 months ago. He's awesome. 19 years old, Keegan Palmer with us right now. Morning, Keegan.
Yay!
Morning, guys.
All right, so it wasn't that long ago. You're sitting there on the podium, number one, and you got that gold medal. You put it around your neck, and you were like, okay, cool. Now, you're 19 years old. For a boxer, they say it's around, you know, early 30s to mid-30s. You got to sort of pull back a little bit. For a professional basketball player, you can get into your late 30s. As a skateboarder, what's your career at? You're 19 now. How long can this go for?
To be honest, I don't know if there's an exact age that you can go to. It's as long as your body lasts.
Okay.
To be honest, literally as long as your body lasts until you need like 5 knee surgeries and 5 ankle surgeries.
You're accepting that though, that you're going to have these problems, right?
It's all right. Just because of the conversation I had this morning with that young boy.
Yeah.
It's for that reason right there.
Totally.
Oh, that's so cool. Have you broken anything? Touch wood. Have you ever?
Oh, yeah. I've had my fair share of broken bones.
Really?
Done my right femur. I did. Collarbone. Both ankles. Both wrists a couple times.
Oh my.
Collarbone.
Femur is the strongest bone in the body, right?
Yes, it is indeed.
So it must have been some impact.
Yeah, I was 12 when it happened. I was actually in California in the United States, and I just landed a trick all the way to flat with my leg straight.
That's unbelievable, man. Okay, so for anyone, and this is like sort of more than just advice about skateboarding. I remember for me, I used to have a little skateboard, and we used to go around the streets of Sydney. Right, and the most I ever got to do was do like a little ollie. That's all I could do. I could bring the skateboard up.
What is happening here? Okay? You're not explaining to a gold medalist how you used to skateboard.
No. So then I remember I came off at once.
Yeah.
You know, body knock, a little rock just jabbed into my thing and I flipped over, right?
Chalky, we call them.
Chalky, okay. So, well, back in my day, kid, we used to call them Bonnie. No, okay. So we, that one fall, I never got on a skateboard again.
Oh, really?
Right? And I would have been about probably 15 years old.
That was it for you?
It wasn't bad. I came over, I hurt myself pretty bad, but I couldn't get back on it. How do you get on and you keep going? And this is advice for skateboarding, but also just in life, like, you know, something hits you. How do you keep pushing through it?
Just like, I mean, with anything, like you said, like, it just takes getting back up and trying again. And that was like, that's a big key in skateboarding because, yeah, you're going to fall. Yeah, you're going to break bones and... The people that make it are the people that get back up and go for it even harder than when they fell and hurt themselves.
Now, at the age of you're 19 now, but what age did you go, I want to do this professionally? Because that's a big decision to make, right?
Yeah, no, definitely was a big decision, but it kind of just came naturally in a way. Like, I was around 9 years old, I would say, when I really, like, switched over when I won my first, like, major contest in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on, like, a little streak and won, like, a bunch of contests, and that's when I was, like, you know what? Let's sit down. Let's do this.
That's so cool, awesome. Man. All right. You're here in the UAE. You have got your... This is a skate park that we can now... That you have a huge affiliation with. Tell us what's happening here in the UAE.
Yeah, so I'm a new ambassador for one of the skate parks coming to Al Jada and... Coming soon. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's going to have three sections, which is really, I'm really proud of, to like say, because it has a beginner section where kids are going to be able to learn.
Awesome.
An intermediate section. So once the kids are ready to progress and step up to something that's bigger, it's going to be there.
Okay.
And then the third section that I'm really putting most of my effort into is the expert section where pros from around the world are going to be coming soon.
That's cool.
Awesome. Hopefully by the end of the year when it gets built.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
It's what we call five-star skate parks, which is it can hold a five-star event skate contest at.
Okay.
So that's down the line, we're going to have an invitational for sure and have some amazing skaters
that's
out here.
Awesome.
So what, the UAE could actually have a little, like, would be a little thing on the map where some of the pro skaters will come here.
By the way, it's the biggest skate park in the Middle East, if
you guys
don't know that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, look at this.
I'm excited for you guys to all see the work that we've put in. And around the world.
Did you sit down with the guys that create it and you sort of help come up with the plan of it?
So like the big game plan was we sat down and we said, they kind of asked me like, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And the ideas just started flowing because I've skated a lot of different skate parks in 19 years I've been around, I would say. And I've added a feature that I've liked from every contest I've ever skated.
That's cool.
By the way, this is in the expert bowl that we're building to hold competition at, hopefully.
Wow.
And it's just wait till you guys see it.
It's like a pro golfer designing his own golf course, man.
That was the first thing that came to my mind.
This is cool, man. All right, so it's going to be located on the far corner of Madar at Al Jada Complex behind Playscape. The skate park is a must-visit attraction. We'll definitely go down there. We're getting a few skateboarders now just messaging us going, man, this sounds absolutely amazing.
Mm.
Well done, man. Again, only 19 years old. Can I just run through a list of some of your sponsors?
Mm-hmm.
Nike, right?
Oh,
okay.
It's awkward.
Okay.
Sorry.
Rockstar.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, Rockstar are the sort of big boys as well.
Rockstar and Oakley have been a big support of my life in the last couple.
How important is that? Like, obviously, as a kid growing up and you're enjoying this as a sport, when companies like Oakley and companies like sort of, you know, they come to you, how does that feel?
I mean, it's a huge, like, all that broken bones and all the hard work I put in, sweat and tears, just comes back in those ways like that.
Keegan Palmer, you can get him on Instagram as well, aka the Fidget Spinner, which I love, representing Australia.
Oh, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Which are like, it's got a, it's on here, mate. It's still on the internet.
What about meeting Tony Hawk just before we go? Tony Hawk, you met him, right?
Oh, he's an absolute legend.
He's like an unbelievable guy.
No, yeah, he's a great person, first of all, to talk to, and has so much life experience / skate experience that his knowledge is endless.
Inspiring for you.
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of, would you like to be on a video game, maybe?
One day, that's the goal, hopefully.
Yeah.
You'll get it. It's not even a goal. It's going to happen, man.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. Finally, this is what I want to wrap up with. Advice, not for kids, but for parents. Because parents are the ones
that
are like, we don't want you out on your skateboards.
That's right.
Right? Like, so what do you want to tell a mom and dad right now whose kid wants to get out there and skateboard and hit the parks and do what they want to do? What do you want to tell a parent?
I think the best thing for parents to understand is kids are going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Not just skating. They can get hurt walking down the street.
Yeah.
They can trip downstairs, you know what I mean? Mm. So, and at least in skating, you wear pads.
Yeah.
You're not wearing pads walking down the stairs.
Yeah.
So I think that most parents are a little just scared that their kids are going to get hurt and whatnot, but just have confidence in them. And the more that they skate, the less they'll fall.
Right, the better they get.
The better they get, exactly. And then once the tricks slowly get harder, yeah, you fall a little more, but that's a part of it.
Hey, that could be at the 2024 Olympics,
exactly.
Winning a gold medal up against you, champion.
Exactly.
Not only a great skateboarder, but a cool human, man. You're 19 years old. You're way ahead of a lot of 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
You're way ahead of just a lot of humans in general, bro.
Yeah.
So keep that going, because that is unbelievable. Keegan Palmer, what an absolute legend. Can't wait to get this park here in the country. Well done, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I take no responsibility for the UAE losing against Australia last night. I'm sorry. Good game. UAE played very, very well. The qualifiers for the World Cup. Unfortunately, Australia did go up 2-1, which means that the UAE will not be in the World Cup this year.
No.
But for you, come on. Huge improvements, though. Like, it's unbelievable.
I mean, to make it this far, it must be a big deal. Australia scored just in that last 85 minutes.
No, I know. It's unfortunate, but I just want to... I have no responsibility.
But you said we can blame you.
No, I said don't blame me.
No, you said blame
okay,
you.
Okay, blame me.
It's your fault.
I'll take the
Why'd
hit.
Why'd you have to go
I'm the one
that
on the radio said I wanted the UAE to win. Do you know how much flack I got from Australians in this country?
Yeah. You know, my trainer, Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, he was like, who's Chris going for?
Yeah, I know.
I was like, UAE. He goes... He's Australian.
I got in trouble. A lot of Australians messaged me. How you said you're going to go for the UAE? I said, well, I like Australia. It's my home. I love it. It's where I am. But at the same time, this is it. And I know what we're going to celebrate here. If the UAE got in, oh man.
You were just doing it because you wanted like a day off.
Oh,
or something.
We could get a public holiday. Yeah, it'd be amazing, right? But well done. Well done to the UAE team. You guys played absolutely well. And good work to Australia as well, getting through it. They're now off to, got to play against Peru. Hopefully the winner of that will get into...
That's a knockout.
Yeah, that's
well,
a knockout.
Right?
They'll hopefully get into the World Cup from there. All right, listen. News headlines up next. And then the big one, the clue returns. It's jackpotted to 14,000 dirhams. Our Virgin Radio, what's in the box is back. Pretty Malik, it happened. It's happened to me, but it's happened to you now.
Got hacked my credit card.
Credit card hacks.
And you know what? This time it was sneaky. It's happened to me before, as it's happened to many of us. And the last time it was actually a large Airbnb purchase. It was like 8,000 dirhams. This time it was so small that I may have just missed it. It was only because I was going through my statement that I saw these two purchases for 32 dirhams each.
What were they?
It didn't even say. That's the thing. You know how sometimes it just says nothing? Like... 32 purchase at something that you don't even recognize.
Yeah.
And I knew I did not make any transactions. And sometimes when you take like a taxi or something, the charge comes later.
Yeah,
it's like, nope, didn't take any cabs, didn't do anything.
No apps, nothing,
nothing
like that.
Nothing like that. I checked everything and it was just so small, right? Like 32 dirhams, you wouldn't look at it twice. Not 8,000.
Because what they usually do, I thought, is they take a small little purchase. So they do a little
test.
So that you don't notice. It works. And then they smash you.
Well, maybe I got in. Maybe I saw it before the big purchase. So I just went into my banking app and I blocked the card. Then I called the bank. And
it's so annoying.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that an annoying thing to do?
They confirmed it was fraud.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Oh.
So what have you had to do? Cancel the card again? Now get another one?
Yeah. So I've already blocked the card. Get another one. Then you got to change everything, right? You got to go in and change everything and all that stuff. But I've decided I don't store my credit card number anywhere now.
What do you mean, like on your phone or anything?
Yeah, because most of the things that you use for online purchases allow an Apple Pay or a Google Pay function.
Yeah, and it connects to it.
So I opt for that so you don't actually input any credit card info.
Well, you know what? I've learned that because remember when I got my hacked on, my MetaMask got hacked on the whole crypto thing and I lost 36,000 dirhams.
That's a lot compared to my 32.
I lost 36,000 dirhams and the way that I got told I got hacked is I had written down my passwords somewhere on my phone, which I had. They've hacked in.
Yeah.
So never have your passwords on your, like, it's just horrible.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what other way to remember things.
Okay, hold on. This is a good topic. How do you remember your passwords? 048715544. Call me or WhatsApp us right now. How do you remember your passwords?
Because my whole thing is if I'm on the go and I need a password for something, I'm not going to carry a notebook with me everywhere I go, right?
Mm. I don't know, at our company, for example, you have to change your password every 2 months.
So I need to write it down.
You keep trying to keep track. It's so difficult. How do you keep track of your passwords? Honestly, there's definitely a business in this. There's those apps that you can put it all in, but I think they're hackable as well,
from
what I understand. 048715544. How do you... sort of like keep your passwords.
Help.
Rossi's never had his credit card hacked. Do you know why?
Because I haven't got one.
He hasn't got a credit card.
Yeah, I've never experienced... You know what? Touch wood. I've never, ever been hacked or had any fraud.
Well, let's try to get Rossi.
No, no.
Oh, okay. I thought it could be like...
Even like emails and stuff, because I even had one come in where someone was trying to get into one of the accounts of mine, like one of the online purchases of mine, and I kept getting this email saying, "So you wanted to reset your password, here's your link."
I got that on Instagram recently, someone trying to insert.
And I was like, ugh.
Isn't that weird how they do that?
So you have to go change your password, you gotta do
I get all of that, yeah, I get all the emails like that. Yeah.
J-Rod, what's your suggestion for passwords?
Yeah, so I got a cross-platform application. It's really secure. It's actually mostly for Apple users. It's called Minimalist.
Minimalist. That,
yeah, and you can... there's no way of hacking this thing. It's completely proven. And it doesn't matter what device you're using, your MacBook, your Apple iPhone, your watch, and it literally stores all of your passwords in one application. And
what's it called again there?
Minimalist.
Oh, I can't spell that word. I won't be able to search.
Try.
Minimalist.
Does it work by, like, having one password and then you can access all the other passwords? Is that how it works?
No. It's ID, Touch ID, so you can do quite a lot of things with the way that you access it as well.
Oh, I get you, yeah, with your fingerprints or whatever.
All right. Well, thanks, J-Rod. I appreciate that, man. Reshma, how do you remember your passwords? What do?
You create a phrase for each website that you log into, as in, like, this password is for this thing. And then, like, you know, add, like, the number or the special character that you have to.
What's your password?
No!
No.
I was just
That's
trying.
Not the same phrase.
Facebook one.
Yeah, but the phrases, like, I know for us, I had a phrase that I always used to use, right? Yeah. And then they need it changed every 3 months.
They said you can't use the same password that you've used in the past.
Yeah, and I was
you
like,
need
well,
a brand new password.
You change the special character. You change so that the last.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but it's too hard. You got 28. Everything needs a password now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like, you're running 12, 15, 20 different passwords. It's too much.
Yeah.
I think that's how the world's going to end one day. We all just forget our passwords.
Can't get
no
into anything.
No one can get into anything, and we're like, what do we do? Jolie, this is your suggestion. How do you remember your password?
The last four numbers of your card, which is you will use. So you don't need to write it down, and then no one can use it if the card is not with you.
Last four digits of your credit card is your password.
Yes, so that I will never forget it.
Yeah, I feel like that's risky, though.
Yeah, I feel like that's a big
but
risk.
I'm talking more passwords when it's you have to use one capital letter, then you have to use a phrase, then you must use a symbol like a percentage or some sort of sign,
and
one number.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What am I putting next? You got to jump three times. I want two braids pretty, that's right.
Yeah, I can do that.
Do you know
I
how
can,
to plait hair?
I can do
all
that. Right.
Well, no. Doesn't Brianna hate it, though?
No, she's all right. I don't mean, at the end of the day, it's okay.
She said that she didn't
your
like...
Your hair is very... Can you do two braids?
I want two braids in my hair.
Okay, I'll
like
do
Nala.
It.
See how Nala's hair? I want to do that. But let me wash my hair first. Sorry. We're talking between those commercials. I want to get my hair braided. I asked Nala if she could do it. She said, I'm learning. I said, great. That you're not doing my hair. Pretty. I can do that. You can do that.
Yeah.
Really? Like, I want a nice, like, I want a nice braid.
Do you want it like a Dutch braid or the other braid?
My brother just did one. Look at his. I want him to do it like that.
Are you trying to copy your brother?
No, he's copied me my entire life, and now there's one. I used to do these braids.
Didn't your brother just cut his hair?
Oh, yeah, he cut it. Yeah, he's just cut
the back of his hair, by the way, looks like Jeff's. Doesn't that look like Jeff's head?
Looks horrible. I told
looks
my
like
brother.
Jeff.
I took my brother. You know what, guys? Do me a favor. Go to my brother's Instagram account.
Dutch braid.
I'll show you. Hold on 1 second. If you guys have some time and you want to be part of my family politics, because we can't stand my brother's hair, and we've all told him to cut it. In a different way, right? So if you go to my brother's Instagram account, it's Matty, M-A-T-T-Y _EF.
What's wrong with his hair?
Matty_EF. Go to, there's a photo of just the back of his head. And just comment how horrible the hair is. Go, that is horrible hair, Matthew.
But why? Why don't you like it?
It's a blade shave that just stops halfway at the top of his head.
Exactly what the back of your head is.
No, it's not. I have a fade.
Take your hat off.
I have a fade.
Take your hat
I'm off. Not taking it off now. I have a fade. He's just gone from like long hair to a complete blade.
Oh, it's the black and white photo.
Yeah, the black and white photo.
Oh, what is he doing there?
See that?
And he thinks it's all cool. I said, with the whole mom, dad, me, my sisters were saying, like, Maddie, come on.
I mean, let's be real. If you're going to be the judge of cool, I think he's probably made the right decision.
Pretty, look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
Look
That's
at this,
what
look
saying.
At this cool factor you got right now in the studio. I got a basketball jersey on.
That's 17 different colors. What color are your shorts today?
Yeah, this is a limited edition.
What color are your shorts?
Black. Guys, no one's gone to his Instagram account and put that. Can someone go? Matty, Matty _EF. Go to my brother, find the photo. It's a black and white photo. Just comment saying, what horrible hair.
Don't
change
do it.
It.
Be kind.
Say you'll never be anything like your brother. Some of you have gone to my brother's Instagram account and you've tagged how much you love the hair. Thanks, guys. You totally,
it looks great.
You totally don't have my back. You totally went against me, and you're tagging me.
How long, pretty, before Chris gets the same haircut, do you think?
I give it 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
No, actually, give it a month.
You all are like, Mum DXB looks amazing, Chris Fade. Then Sandy says, love your hair, don't listen to KF.
Eddie, put three fire emojis.
Are you serious, Eddie?
Eddie.
Chris Fade, I kind of agree. Horrible hair. Can never be as cute as my... Well done. Chris Fade made me do it. Not the best haircut. Thank you, Maya. What a horrible haircut. Bukta, thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
That's terrible.
You guys are great. Chris Fade says your hair looks amazing. Vidmud, no, I don't. Chris Fade, that actually looks hot. And then there's an initial. I won't say that. All right, morning.
Swap it like it's hot, swap it like it's hot, swap it like it's hot, swap it like it's hot.
All right, if you missed yesterday's show, you missed some pretty epic stuff because what we've started with this swap meet a few months back was a Virgin Radio stapler. And we've been swapping it ever since. We went from a stapler to an Xbox to two mountain bikes, a mountain bikes to a Nintendo DS,
yep.
A Nintendo DS to a signed autographed flag by a bunch of celebrities. And now we just swapped it yesterday to a beautiful family, George and the family. And we have a 2010 BMW motorcycle.
You can check out the motorcycle on our Instagram right now at Chris Fade Show. I mean, this thing is sick.
16,950 kilometers only. It's a BMW GSF 800. It just had a service done for more than 4,000 dirhams. It's a touring motorcycle valued anywhere between, on the conditions, 20,000 and 47,000 dirhams.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Can you believe? I still can't get over George giving us. Go look at it. Chris Fade Show on Instagram. You can see this motorcycle.
So now what fast. It means.
Yeah, Rossi and I took it for a little spin around this area yesterday.
Rossi, tell him.
No, don't say what happened.
Say it, Rossi.
No, it was very fast. We didn't realize how fast it was. And
and how heavy it is, actually. Yes, it's nice, heavy touring bike.
Really? How did you know it was so heavy?
Oh, because my back still put out by trying to hold it up, and it may have just touched the ground for a split moment, and I picked it back up again.
So wait, are you saying you fell?
No, I didn't fall. Not at all. And there is no, that footage that you may have seen is not true. It's CGI.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, the bike is crazy cool.
Unbelievable.
Such great colors. Go look
That's
at it.
Cool.
We now need to find something. Now, this is either going to be really easy or really hard.
Yeah.
Something of more value than this touring BMW motorcycle.
Who wants this motorcycle and what can you give us in exchange for it?
What have you got? Where do we... People are asking me, Chris, where are you going to go from here?
I know, that's the
big question. I don't know yet. I don't know.
But I believe in the powers of the UAE people. Yeah, I know there's someone who's got something and they're like, I don't need it anymore.
I agree, pretty. I agree.
There's something.
What have you got that you can swap us here on the Chris Fade Show for? What can you give us? We'll swap you this BMW GSF 800. It's 800cc touring motorcycle.
Brilliant bike.
Brilliant. To the point where Ross and I were like, oh, do we have to give it away?
Yeah, you guys can't keep it.
We can just make it the show bike.
No, we need to.
I was thinking about swapping one of my scooters for it.
No chance.
Nah, dude.
No chance for this bike. Have you got anything? Do you know anyone that may have something? Get in contact with us. 04-871-5544. You can WhatsApp us. Call us. 04-871-5544. Now, again, I don't know if this is going to be an easy swap or if this is going to take us longer than we think. But I'm okay with it. I want to sit on it. We're not in a rush.
Yeah, we got to make sure it's the right swap. I'm so glad we took our time to find this motorcycle.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's a good one.
We're going to take our time with this, but send in your suggestions. 04-871-5544.
Remember, we started off with a stapler, guys.
Wow.
A stapler. Yeah. We are sitting on a motorcycle. All right.
Yeah.
04-871-5544. Hala. Hello, Hala.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning, Hala. All right, Hala. What do you want to swap here, Hala?
You can get my engagement ring. I mean, some things are priorities to me and some adrenaline rush at the moment. I'd give my fiancé away. You can take him as well.
Oh, wait. It's not like you're not engaged anymore. You're still engaged, but you're willing to give up the engagement ring?
The engagement ring and the fiancé as well. If you want to take him, I don't mind.
You're still together with him though, right?
At the moment, yes.
At the moment. Why do you say it like that, Hala?
Did you guys have a fight last night?
Maybe after the call, he gets sad or something.
Are you really want to go with your engagement ring? Are you really want to put this forward?
I do want to.
Why? Legit. Why? What is it about this motorcycle?
Yeah, I've been always obsessed, honestly, with like speed. I've always got like speed cars, and I've thought about getting a motorcycle like recently.
Okay, what's your engagement ring? Let's find out what you got here.
It's a gold engagement ring. Mm-hmm. It's between 4 to 5 grams, 18-karat gold.
4 to 5 grams. How many carat? Is there a diamond? What's the carat?
No, it's just pure gold.
Pure gold.
An engagement ring. There's no diamond, just pure gold, like thickness.
I can't. I mean, that's why I want to swap them with a motorcycle.
Yeah. He didn't even get you a diamond. There's no diamond in your engagement ring.
I mean,
there are no diamonds.
Where's he from?
He's Palestinian, Jordanian.
He's Arab. He should have done well. I'll have a chat to him if you want.
I mean, the gold will be worth.
Yeah, what's the gold? What's a gram of gold worth right now?
Well, I'm looking here. There's a 5 gram gold ring for 2,500 dirham.
Just find out how much gold
it is.
You type in a gram of gold, it'll give you the exact
210
dirhams. No, we can't. Dude, Hala, you're offering us an engagement ring about 1,000 dirhams for a 30,000 dirham motorcycle. I can't.
You don't look at it only from the money. You look at it from, you know, the emotional perspective as well.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, excuse me.
No, I'm not emotional in this. This is a business transaction. We're looking at what it's worth.
While you really desperately want this motorcycle, Hala, we are trying to continuously go up the ladder.
But we appreciate it, okay? And good luck with the wedding. I can't wait to, you know, I hope it goes ahead. All right, bye-bye. Mokhtar, real quickly. Mokhtar, what do you want to donate? What do you want to swap?
So I have KLM houses collection. it's a very unique collection. You cannot find it in the country.
So I know this because I've flown KLM. When you fly business class, right, they give you these little houses.
Oh, my goodness.
And you try to, people try to collect the entire collection.
Yes.
Now, it is probably worth a bit of money. Do you know how much an entire collection of KLM houses are worth?
Actually, you can check online, but it's very expensive because I have the full collection plus the map.
So
€2,000, is it?
Some of the rare ones can go up to $550 for one house. For one.
How many houses do you have?
73.
Yeah, you do a lot. Are you? Is this because you're flying a lot or are you buying them off market?
No, actually, I got the full collection from my father-in-law as a guest after
married. Hold on, are you Egyptian? I just heard the accent. Egyptian?
Yes, I'm Egyptian.
There we go.
I'm
not sure now.
I've got a couple of these houses.
Yeah, same. I didn't realize they were worth that.
Yeah, like, they're worth money. Houses in the KLM, yeah. All right, well, listen, I don't think that's good enough for us. Let us look into how much these are worth. We're going to save your number. We'll come back, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, Mokhtar. There it is. All right, listen. Go look at the motorcycle on the Chris Fade Show's Instagram page. If you think you've got something of value, call us. 04-871-5544. I'm just having a look here. There's a few things that have been banned or restricted. The first one I want to go to is electric scooters have been banned in Abu Dhabi. Electric scooters with seats have been banned in Abu Dhabi. Mm. The Integrated Transport Center said only two-wheelers that are operated while standing are allowed now on. So I guess what they, you know, a lot of the delivery guys, I think they're using them as well. Those little scooters that you sit down on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they
are now banned in Abu Dhabi.
Okay, got it.
It said scooters with seats are banned. There are three types. One with a basket on front.
Yeah.
You buy these things at Dragon Mart.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They're like, it's sort of like when you get older or you find it hard to walk.
You're thinking of the mobility scooter.
It's sort of those things.
But it's not that.
It's not that, yeah. But they're using those things with a bit more power on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of these guys have to carry stuff around, so it's difficult.
An e-scooter with a seat or an ordinary seated scooter? Now, these are electric, I'm guessing.
An e-scooter with a seat.
Yeah, so like, you know the stand-up electric scooters?
Yeah, they're allowed with a seat.
No, with a seat, they're not allowed.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying. The seated ones, they don't want going on.
Yeah, I know.
Which, you know what? The ban also comes because some of them get up to 30 kilometers an hour. All right? Officials have said, officials said having a low seat on a scooter made it standing up could affect the rider's balance. So it's harder to ride seated than it is to ride standing.
I mean, yeah, you've got to have these rules in place. You know, definitely.
Because a lot of the mini markets around the areas, if you live in communities, I mean, I understand that they need to get it there, but they should not be using... Where I live, especially, I've got a couple of mini markets, it gets pretty dangerous. I actually put on my Instagram the other day that driving through a certain area, it felt like I was driving a video game. Because you got all these guys
and girls
on these little electric scooters, and they're on the main road.
Yeah.
Now, they're sort of taking up the lane, but they're not, and they're coming from all directions.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's say a mini market's got like two or three of these guys going, and you got four in the area. That's a lot.
Yeah.
They're doing it for the safety purposes, which I've got to say I agree with. Some of these electric scooters, my mate just came off one. Mm. You know how fast it was going?
How fast?
67 kilometers per hour.
No, it's not.
An electric scooter.
That's really dangerous.
60. He's lucky that he survived, the doctor said. He ended up breaking his leg.
Oh, my gosh.
That's too much.
67. So these rules, I guess, you know, Rossi freaked out for a moment because he thought his Vespa and Lambrettas were being banned.
I got sent this article by probably about seven different people, and they were all like, you know, watch out. Scooters banned, but actually, mine's a motorcycle. So
it's not a motorcycle; it's a Lambretta Vespa. They're not motorcycles.
Yeah, they are. 200cc, Chris. They're classed as motorcycles.
Are they?
Yeah,
they're not. I mean, you can't tell someone that rides a motorcycle that you ride a motorcycle and then rock up in a Vespa or a Lambretta. You
can't. Lambretta.
It's not going to happen. So that's one thing that's coming out of Abu Dhabi, out of the UAE, vaping. Yeah. Vaping indoors. You can't do it anymore, peeps. Done. Finito.
I mean, you shouldn't have been doing it in the first place.
Who's a vapor? Who's vaping? I'm not going to let you on vaping, but
promise?
Who's a vapor? Call me right now, 0487155444. I just want to know if this is going to affect you, like in a hard way. Vaping and e-cigarettes, you can't do them anymore indoor. 0487155444. Give me a call quickly right now. I just want to see... Is that going to affect your day-to-day? Is that going to affect your day-to-day not being able to vape inside anymore?
You were saying that you went to go see a movie and someone was vaping in front of you, right?
Just, yeah. I mean, I was in a lift and I got angry.
Yeah,
This guy just gave a little in the lift and I...
Like, I don't need that up in my face. Thank you.
I don't want it. Yeah, you know?
Thank you.
Even though it smelled really nice, like watermelon. they make them smell so good. Sarah, you're a vapor?
Yes.
So were you secretly doing like little hits in like, you know, inside areas?
I actually bought the electronic cigarettes without mentioning brand names last night to be able to smoke at the office.
But you can't smoke. What do you mean? You can't still smoke inside e-cigarettes or vaping?
I know.
Don't be smoking in the office.
Well, that's not right, you know.
No, don't lecture. I said we're not going to lecture.
Sorry, we're not lecturing, Sarah.
Sarah, we're not going to lecture. You go ahead and you kill yourself. Go ahead. Don't problem.
Chris, you said no lecture.
I'm not lecturing. I'm just saying facts. I'm not lecturing.
No.
Okay, sorry, Sarah.
No, it's okay.
What flavor were you going for as a vapor?
The mango.
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 You know they get fresh mangoes from Malaysia and make that out of it?
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
It's a lie.
It's like some weird chemical that you're inhaling. I'm not lecturing you, though.
You're lecturing now.
I'm not.
Not at all.
All right. Sarah, every time you take that hit back, though, I just want you to think of this. Can I say it?
What? Just say, let him get it out of his system.
I was going to say a word that beginning with D.
Does it end in F?
Yeah, but I don't want to say that. Every time, okay, just think of me doing this. Ready? Every time you have a hit.
That's annoying.
Every time, okay? It's going to be in your head, Sarah.
Sure.
Sarah, it was nice having you as a listener of our show. I believe after this conversation, you won't be.
She's not going to leave us. Sarah, don't leave us.
It's actually on auto mode, so I always listen to you guys every time I'm on my way to the office or the gym in the morning.
Love you. Thank you.
She can't help it.
Love you. I'm autopilot for the last 10 years.
Good. I love you, Sarah.
She's addicted like vaping.
Guys.
We're worse.
Stop it!
Thank you, Sarah. Have a great morning.
Stop it.
I just want that to be in a head. Your best feel-good hits right here on Virgin Radio 104.4. Morning, the Chris Fade Show. So tonight, we are going to be live from the Dubai Mall with Chef Jamie Oliver. His first Middle East appearance. And he's going to hang out with us for the hour.
I'm so excited to meet him. Of course, his iconic Jamie's Italian, newly opened at Dubai Mall. So we're going to be hanging out there.
Are you cooking with him, are you?
I think we're all going to do, I don't know, we're going to do something with him. We're going to have some fun with Jamie Oliver tonight. If you're around the area, come down 6 o'clock. Jamie's Italian at the Dubai Mall, right?
You know he featured in Star Wars.
What did he do
he
in Star Wars?
He was a stormtrooper in Star Wars.
Really?
True story. So I thought maybe we could do like a lightsaber fight with cucumbers. What do you think?
It's not a bad idea. Let's see what type of, he's always seems to be, he's a happy guy.
Yeah.
He's a happy guy. We'll have some fun. Jamie Oliver tonight. Turn us on from 6 p.m. as well with the Hour of Power. Have a great day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.